there. Good morning. You're watching Proactive London. Shield Therapeutics, they are to deliver their breakthrough new product for anemia, and it's opened the doors to investment from the US with a stock market quote on the OTCQX, the best market. So we are joined by Tim Watts this morning to explain exactly what the rationale is behind this planned listing and really what the plan is for the drug itself. So a very good morning to you, Tim. So talk us through this, if you would, the strategy here.
Yeah, morning, Katie. So as you say, we are going to be launching ACCRUFeR, which is our product for iron deficiency anemia in the US by the end of the second quarter. And we therefore believe that this that Shield may well be of interest to US investors. There are many investors in the US, the retail, perhaps the high net worth individuals, perhaps who don't necessarily want to invest direct on the London market, and who would prefer to have a dollar-priced quote for our shares and to be able to trade during US normal hours. So having ourselves quoted on the OTCQX market, that is a way in which it facilitates the buying and selling of shares in Shield by US investors. Mm-hmm. So that we made that decision that we would like to list on that market, and that's what we've gone ahead and done. And it's, for us, it's great because the costs of being quoted on that market are relatively minimal. We don't have to do any further regulatory work. The market is based on our own UK filing, so on our normal 6 monthly reporting, our annual reports, our RNSs. That's what is sufficient for us to be on that market, and therefore it's a low cost way of facilitating the US investor to be able to buy and sell our shares.
Got it. So this gives you enormous exposure to a whole different realm of investors. In regards to ACCRUFeR, let's remind everybody of the story here that aren't so familiar with what you're doing there at Shield.
Yes, so it's a new novel formulation of an oral treatment for iron deficiency, and it's already marketed in Europe by a commercialization partner, Norgine. We have a partner in China who is working through the development, but we ourselves are going to launch the product in the next couple of months in the US, and therefore we're very excited now about the launch coming up in the US, and believe it has potential of reaching sales of something like $100 million in the first 3 years, and then maybe growing to another $300 or $400 million by years 5 or 6. So we think it's got great potential in the US.
Tim, before we let you go this morning, explain how this listing actually works, if you would.
So the OTC market is not an exchange, it's a market. And the shares essentially are still traded on the London market. What happens is that US market makers will buy and sell shares through AIM, and they will make those shares available to US retail investors who want them priced in dollars, who want to be able to trade during US hours. And so it's as I say, it's not an exchange. We're not regulated in the same way as we would be as if we were on NASDAQ. It facilitates the buying and selling of shares on the London AIM market, but for retail investors who can just sit in the US and buy through their normal broker.
Sounds good. Tim Watts, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning from Shield Therapeutics on your listing on the OTCQX.
Thanks, Katie.